When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. In today's episode, we are proud and honored to present the senior pastor at our church, that is Broadway Christian Church. His name is John Klunt, and he's going to talk about One Mission, an organization our church has partnered with, which builds houses for poor families in Mexico. We really hope that you enjoy the stories about this organization and about how they have led people to Christ. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part one of our interview with John Klunt.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. Today we have the honor of my senior pastor coming on, and that's from Broadway Christian Church. And go ahead and introduce yourself, Pastor John.
Yep, Tim and Stephanie, it's great to be on with you today. My name is John Klunt, and pastor at Broadway Christian Church, where Tim and Stephanie are a part of our body at Broadway, and excited to do the podcast with you guys today.
Great. Before we get started, or just a way to get started, could you kind of give us a background and tell us about some of the poverty that exists in Mexico? It must be pretty appalling to us as Americans.
We go to what's called, most people know it as Rocky Point, but the official name of it is Puerto Penasco. It's on the ocean. I think it's called like the Bay of Cortez. And so there's a lot of money that's made from, you know, people that go down there, and there's like hotels and all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very much that way. But then there's all the people that live there, and they don't make a lot of money. So a lot of their homes are made out of, sometimes it's cardboard, sometimes it's some, you know, makeshift stuff. And there's typically no running water, there's no electricity, there's no heat, there's no air. Like, the makeup of them is very different. So, you know, we've been going down there for a few years now, and we help, you know, build houses through an organization called One Mission.
What are the houses that you build like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we first started, the way it would work out is we would get there typically on a Thursday night. We would build Friday, Saturday, and then finish up about mid-afternoon on a Sunday. So in 2.5 days, we would have a home that was completely built, and we would lay the foundation, the concrete foundation. We would put up the whole house, and be finished with it and hand the keys over to the owner by Sunday afternoon. So in the past couple of years, what they've started to do is they doubled the size of the house. They've made the houses much nicer. The houses are well insulated, and they are built structurally a whole lot better. And so they're double the size of the house. So when we go down now, instead of finishing a house, we do a section of a house. Usually it takes different groups about, you know, 5 to 6 weeks to finish a house now. They're really nice houses. They have typically one or two bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom inside the home. It depends. They give some of the option to the people who are receiving a house. And what makes One Mission, why we decided to partner with them about this, was they have a principle of what's called CHE, which is community health evangelism. Their goal is to build community, and they do that through helping people who would probably never be able to afford a home receive a house. But the people who are receiving a house have to partner with One Mission, and they typically give, in the past it was 240 hours, but now I believe it's 480 hours of service as a part of them saying, hey, I'm working towards receiving my home. And they get to do that through One Mission and their organization, and they track their hours, and then once their hour, and they go through an application process, and then once they get their hours done, then they get to receive a house, again, that they would probably never be able to afford without that. But they're partnering, and they're doing the work with One Mission, and they're not just getting something without having come along and earned it, which is such a
That's great.
Yeah, it's such a great way of doing it, and they're seeing just great results from it with people who are really being blessed by the home, and then they're taking that and they're continuing, because the house doesn't completely get finished. They have some things that need to be done after the fact, and they help them, and then they come alongside and they continue to work on their home, which is
great. We need to do something like that in the United States.
Yeah, there's some really great principles there, for sure.
Do they have running water and electricity in those houses? Well,
some of them have it as the house is being done, but all of them have the opportunity to get water and electricity to their home. They put that in the foundation for plumbing. They put electricity in the walls. And so some have it pretty quickly because it's already where their street is and all that kind of stuff. And some of them take some time. But they have the opportunity to have it in their home. For sure.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, and what kind of other services does One Mission provide?
What they've been doing over the last several years is they're, along with helping people get a home, they're also coming alongside people and helping them learn a trade so they can make money. They do a lot of different classes on, like, you know, making blankets, to gardening, to helping them make other things where they can sell things and make money as well. So they're trying to say, hey, we want to help you, but we don't want to just do it or give you something. We want to have this
something
that you can
take.
Don't
want to just give you a handout.
Right, and keep building on it.
Yeah.
So they've done that so well in their community, and they're known so well, and it's been fantastic to partner with them. For sure.
That's great. Well, you know, I was just wondering, does this really open up the door, I imagine it would, to sharing the gospel with people?
Absolutely. Along with the getting of the house, helping them with a different trade, they're building relationships and they're building community. And the natural outflow of that is that they're seeing people who are coming to the Lord and who have the ability to get to hear about Jesus, and they get to see churches and other organizations come down there and help them have a home. And so when we build, one of the great things about it is we get to work alongside the family that's receiving the house. They're there with us as we're doing that. And so sometimes there's a little bit of a barrier from Spanish to English, but the relationship gets built. And what One Mission has done, although it's not a primary part of their mission, they have a church that's been started.
Wow.
There's a church that Broadway has been able to be a part of. We've been able to donate some funds for them to help them build the physical structure of their church building. It's in a location that's around a lot of the houses that we built when we've gone down there. So there's many people that get to be a part of that church in the years to come. And even though we've donated some money, they've also raised a lot of the money themselves to help build their, you know, their church building, for sure.
Well, this is something that I just have popped into my head. I was wondering, can you address the subject? Just like, it seems to me that somebody who had a house built and they were working on that together with you, and then they learned a trade, would be more apt to listen to what you have to say and a firm follower if they make a decision for Christ than somebody who just sits down and, oh, well, okay. What do you think about that?
When you show somebody that you care about them, not just, hey, we want to just come alongside you and tell you about Jesus. And listen, it's very important to, we want to tell people about Jesus and we want to tell people about who he is. And, but at the same time, I think what your question was really good was, hey, you have people that are seeing that somebody is investing in them and caring about them and really wants to see them, you know, do well in life and,
yes,
and is making an investment. And so I think naturally the question is, well, why are people doing this? People just don't do that, coming down and make a house for somebody. That's not what normal people do.
Yeah, really.
I think the good part of that is it gives them the opportunity to, you know, to see that somebody really cares and there is an openness. That doesn't mean that everybody that got a house started going to their church or anything like that, or became a Christian believer. But at least they're investing in the community and having the opportunity to tell people about the Lord. And so one of the things they do on one of the last nights that we're there is they have what's called a fiesta night. They bring all the families onto their One Mission campus where we stay when we go down, and they say the families come and they get to talk about, you know, what the house meant to them. And I'll tell you what, it's overwhelming to hear.
That sounds great.
They're so excited about it, and they get to know who Jesus is, but they're just blessed. A couple of years ago, we built a house for a lady, and her house, and this just has a lot of Bible themes all over it, but her house was kind of built on the lower end of a slope, and before we came, they had a massive rainstorm. And her house, the house that she lived in, the water was past her waist.
Wow.
And so the house that eventually we built for her, they made sure that the house got put up on the high end of her property. They built up the foundation of it, and they laid the foundation on the high end. And so she'll never have to worry about her house getting flooded again and ruining all of her stuff. And just to see the joy on her face and her children's face, you know, as the house was being built. And we were on one of the last parts of the build. And so it was getting to the point where you really started to see it come together and how nice it is. And just to see how that's going to just change so much of their life because they have a home.
Wow.
That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it, and please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.